Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, this is your Odyssey Live check-in. I am here with the guys of Fall Out Boy. Well, some of the guys of Fall Out Boy. And before we get started, I want to show you this video, and hopefully you haven't seen it. It's I think she's an independent artist, and she does like how the clubs butcher songs. So check this out.
Ride it, my pony, my saddle's waiting. Come and jump on it.
Have you ever seen that? She's a beast. I don't want to say she ruined the song for me because it's amazing, but now I think of her face anytime I hear the song. Yeah, it's crazy. So now totally switching gears. So much for Stardust. Let's talk about that. I love the title. I love the album cover. Can you kind of just break down how both those came about? Were there other options and stuff?
The title, I think we settled on a long time, like a really long time ago. Or I had an idea for the title of the record a really long time ago, but wasn't sure if we were going to make the right record for the title.
You know? Yeah.
And then the album cover, it kind of like reminds me in a weird way of like being like a sister cover to, or sister idea to From Under the Cork Tree, which is kind of about, well, it's about Ferdinand the Bull and how he just, you know, doesn't want to fight and hangs out in flowers. And I really wanted to do something that was tangible. So like the title is like done in claymation, and then the little dog is an oil painting. So like, you can't, but you could go touch it. You know what I mean?
It's very, I feel like you could interpret it your own way, but it reminds me of like the album covers I grew up on, like some like weird Alice in Chains or Stone Temple Pilots type thing where you're like, I don't know what this means, but I'm going to make up what it means for myself, you know?
That's actually the perfect answer. That's what I want somebody to do more than anything.
Yeah.
And I like, I'm so into all those 90s records. Like, I just feel like the artwork was like bizarre, and we were like pre-digital and whatever, but like I love when people just come up with their own interpretation. It's honestly so much better than whatever we had.
Yeah. So I was looking at the track list, and what immediately jumps out, you're like, why the heck is Ethan Hawke on this album? So tell me everything.
Over the pandemic, I just like with my 14-year-old, we just like crushed a bunch of movies that he decided like there's certain movies he has to see, you know, or whatever, or the, like on a list. And I think we watched Reality Bites, and I like forgot about this speech that Ethan Hawke gives in the middle of it. That's like a total standalone thing, because Reality Bites is like this one thing, you know, it's like about being slackers in the 90s and, you know, or whatever. And then there's this one speech he gives where he's just like, you know, my parents got divorced when I was really little. I never really hung out with my dad. Then, you know, gets cancer. He shows up in my life, and he's like, son, the answers are all in this shell. And he gives him a pink seashell, and he's like, oh, there's nothing. There's no answers to anything.
And yeah.
It's like this ultimate like nihilistic moment where you're like, oh my God, this is so dark, like baked into the middle of this like Ben Stiller, not comedy, but kind of a comedy, you know, or whatever. And so I always thought it could stand on its own. And it's like definitely speaks to part of what the album is, that nihilism, that feeling of dread of where you're like, does any of it even matter? And then we reached out to him and reached out to Ben Stiller, and they said it was cool. And
Wow. I think the day you announced the lead single off the album, Joe kind of also said he was going to step back a little bit and take some time to focus on mental health and things like that. First off, how's he doing?
He's in a great spot.
Yeah.
We hung and worked on this video, and I mean, I think he like, you know, every once in a while you get a chance to like reorganize the apartment that is your brain and heart, you know, and it's good to take that time to do it. I think it's awesome to be really open about it, because it just destigmatizes it for other people, because everybody just goes through that stuff. But I think he's in a good spot.
Do we know at this point if he's going to hit the road with you guys?
I think he will. It's just a matter of like when it'll start.
Yeah.
But I think he will.
I want to talk about Mania for a little bit. I read that it was the first album since your debut that didn't spawn a Hot 100 hit, but it was also like Grammy nominated for rock album. So, I mean, how do you, what's the scale? Do you just not look at nominations, numbers, and charts now, or what does it mean to you?
The two previous records we made, or albums we made, at a time where, like, I feel like pop culture was not like super into bands. So we were just kind of like figuring out how to do it and kind of how to, get through it. And I think that you could really hear the, like, that Mania was a product of like frustration. I could definitely hear it in Young and Menace and a couple of the other songs, like pure frustration. I would say that that record is album is very polarizing. And in that way, I think it's a success because it's really meant to make you feel something and you're supposed to feel the frustration.
Yeah.
There. And I think that that leads to Stardust, you know, like that's what leads to like we fulfilled that and we kind of like went kind of as far as we could go in that direction and we were able to cleanse the palate and do this.
And I love that you say that, that was kind of necessary to get to this album for sure.
Now, I hate to quote our own line, but it's like, I never go, but I just want to be, you know, I just want to be invited. It's like with the charts, right? Like, it's like, you don't care about it, but like at the same time, you're like, But what is happening with it? You know what I mean? Like, I want someone to be banging down my door being like, you're so big on the charts. And I'm like, I don't care about that.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I could talk to you all day. We have to wrap, but I'm going to throw out two questions before we wrap. The first thing, your ties with, obviously, Panic at the Disco. Did you have a conversation with Brendan before the announcement was made that the split up was happening?
No, we didn't talk about it. I did obviously know that he was going to be a dad. And listen, I think that like he's a super creative person and like will always, I think, make art. You know, like he's like kind of one of the most talented people that I know on that level. But I just think that like as a dad at the current moment, his heart wanted to be at home and not doing that. You know what I mean? And so I just really, I have a hard time like, I would have a talk with him about it, but I have a hard time like, having a conversation where I have an opinion on one of those, you know, like when someone is like, I'm just a dad. And I'm like, I get it. We're all like doing it the way we think is best. So you like,
dude, when it happened, I was like, maybe I'll quit everything. Like for real.
Totally.
I know. I get it. And the last question, if you guys were to pull a Linkin Park and do a Collision Course, I know you did the rap remix album at one point, who would be the rapper you collaborated with and why?
I truly think that what would be the most interesting one and thinking of a Patrick would be Kid Cudi, probably. Ooh. Kid Cudi, Fall Out Boy, I think would be interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
And now we need that. We need that. thank you so much, guys. Congratulations on everything.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.